It is 8:06 on this Tuesday morning. Ray Michaels, glad to be joined by Kathy Colson. We almost had that practiced. Kathy Colson, the administrator, superintendent, principal for St. Brendan Catholic School in Mexico. All of those apply, right?
Well, not superintendent necessarily. Well, we do have a superintendent of Diocese of Jefferson City, so I won't take that title. But okay. I'll take the principal and administration of St. Brendan School.
All right, and you have a number of... How many teachers do you have within St. Brendan?
It's one class per grade level. So we would have our 8, 9, 10, 11 main teachers, and then we have an art and a music and a religion teacher. So,
okay. Yeah. Plus, I'm assuming a librarian, or does that
We have parents who volunteer.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're awesome. They come in and help take care of all of that for us.
Same thing with PE?
Teachers kind of cover PEs for each other, so we don't have a sole PE teacher this year, but maybe in the future.
Well, there's always room to grow, and that kind of brings us to what we want to talk about this morning is preschool.
Yeah.
And that's how you really grow those learners as you come up through the grades. Now, you have registration starting very soon, right?
We do, yeah. So we're starting at that point here in the next week or so. We'll send out the information to our families who have already signed up to be on the waiting list for next year. So we're kind of looking to get some word out so that if there's anyone else who is interested in St. Brendan School for their child in preschool, we can add them to the list as well.
And
the screening doesn't take place until later in April. So that would be April 25th.
But
so there's some time. But
kind of got to get on the list earlier than that, though.
Yeah, because it's scheduling. We have to schedule when they would come in to do their screening, that type of thing. So.
And how many students can you handle in preschool?
A total of 40. So typically we look at having 20 in our 3 and 4 preschool class and then 20 in our pre-kindergarten class.
Okay.
And so it looks like right now our pre-kindergarten will already have the full amount. And the preschool for the 3 and 4 classes, pretty full as well. So there's a few spots that are open, but I'm thinking they'll close up pretty quickly too.
So first come, first served, and get your name on the list early on.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we give priority to members of St. Brendan Parish, since we're our parish school, ministry of the parish. So they would have priority first. And then we look at who has siblings in the school, so if they have an older brother or sister that attends. And then after that, it would be someone who is new coming into the parish family.
Now, can you accept students above pre-K and preschool if a fifth grader wanted to come in?
Oh, yeah.
And join? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have a few of those on the list as well. We'll probably do those screenings a little bit later, but we also go through a screening process just to see where they're at and meet with the parents and see what they're looking for in partnering with us for their child's education. And then enrollment goes from there.
Okay. And is there a cost to attend either the preschool or the pre-K?
Yes, so that has a tuition, and it's tuition for everyone. This year, it was set at $4,104. That's for full-time. So we have the option of people coming either full-time or half-time if they wanted to come a half a day instead of a full day. So then, of course, tuition would be prorated for that. It'll be a little bit more next year. Those numbers are getting finalized by the Finance Council, but it should be just a little bit more than that.
Now, if someone wants to attend or have their child attend a half day, do they get to pick whether it's in the morning or the afternoon, or is it a set?
It's a set in the morning, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And one more time, what are the dates for the screening?
April 25th.
And when should folks call to make
They can call at any time. The office number is 581-2443, or they can go onto our website at stbrendans.org, and there's an online form they can fill out and give us all the information, and then they'll be on the waiting list.
Okay, and when it comes to tuition, is that a one-time lump sum payment, or is it broken out over the school year? Or?
Yeah, it's at the parent's choice. It can be over 9 months or 12 months even.
Okay. And what about spring break? Are you taking the same spring break as Mexico schools?
We are this year, yeah. So we're excited, and it's about a month away of hitting that spring break point. So we've got a lot to get done between now and then.
And not only that, I mean, that's going to throw kids for a loop because you're taking a little bit longer spring break. So it's going to take them a little time to get back into the groove of things. But it's going to take you all a little time to get back into the groove next week after the spring time change on Sunday, too.
That's
right?
True. That's true. And we're off next Friday because the parish is preparing for corned beef and cabbage. So that maybe will help students get a little bit used to being in the groove of what our spring and summertime daylight time is like.
Exactly. Now, do the students get to help serve during the corned beef and
cabbage? They can. Yeah, they can if parents sign up for that. They often enjoy doing that.
Well, sure. It allows them to interact with the community and share their passion for being in St. Brendan, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, Kathy, thank you so much for joining us this morning and letting us know about the registration for pre-K and preschool. And best of luck filling those last few spots.
Thank you very much.
I don't think you're going to have any trouble, though, right?
Hopefully not.
All right. Thank you so much. Kathy Colson, administrator and principal at St. Brendan School in Mexico, our guest this morning on Michael's in the Morning.